This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Here momentarily, where you can call in and talk live with us.
Because, like, if you are dead and you're talking, then that's kind of strange. And if you're just silent and alive, that's not good radio.
Well, dead and alive, I mean, that's more Games of Thrones. And we'll be talking about
Bon Jovi. Well, wanted dead and alive.
Yeah. But I mean, Game of Thrones is coming back, Daryl. And I know you occasionally watch that.
Yes.
Yeah, I occasionally read the books again and again.
Waiting on the next book to come out.
Yeah.
For the last 15 years.
Something like that. But who's counting? George R. R. Martin must be a very busy
character
guy.
Character development.
Yeah, there we go. So there is that. And I was just thinking of Jon Snow, so.
Yeah. He knows nothing.
For the watch.
And apparently, there are some federal employees that, I don't know, maybe they know something. You've got a story we're not going to get into right now, but we will get into about some federal scientists that they probably know some science-y stuff.
They probably do.
One would hope. But there was a court ruling a couple of days ago from a federal judge. Story here from MSN.com. Federal judge on Tuesday ruled that government employees who have been deemed essential can't refuse to work without pay during the partial government shutdown.
God forbid.
U.S. District Judge Richard Leon denied a temporary restraining order that would have either forced the government to pay workers or allow them the option to refuse to work while not receiving pay. Leon ruled that such an order would incite chaos and was against the public interest since it's unclear how many workers would choose to still go to work without pay and how many would opt to stay home. He also said it could put the public, or rather put the safety of the public, in jeopardy.
So this to me seems a little bit unusual. Like it's going to cause chaos if some people go to work and some people don't.
Right. Well, see, the thing is, Chris, we need to know how many people are actually going to come to work and how many people aren't going to come to work.
Yeah.
So it could wind up leading to staffing problems.
Other than everybody not being there.
The TSA, well, nobody can wind up going through the security checkpoint at the airport if there's no TSA agents. And, well, sorry, Delta, you're just going to have to cancel all of your flights out of Atlanta.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. And I'm really tired of people acting like this is, oh, my God, Trump shut down the government and it's shut
down.
For
the third time during his presidency, by the way.
Yeah. I went through 5 government shutdowns during my time in the military.
Ah, during the Clinton administration.
Reagan.
Okay.
Reagan. 5 different shutdowns. I had pay interrupted a few times, and it was an inconvenience. It certainly was.
I don't think anybody's saying that it's not an inconvenience.
Right. But it was also, I knew I would get paid eventually, and these people will get paid eventually. And it's not the end of the world. I mean, this has impacted my life in no measurable way. I'm sure there is the likelihood. Well, I know that a bunch of web servers are all going to start failing because they haven't updated their SSL certificates. That's a big list of government stuff because, God forbid, you know, nobody could go in and upload a new certificate.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen. I really don't.
And there was a website that I went to a few days ago. I forget which federal government website, but they had a big, huge notice at the top saying, you know, government shutdown, website might not be fully operational.
Right.
And which means that they had to pay somebody
to go in to change the website to add this disclaimer on the website.
That they do, and it's usually scare tactics. It's, you know.
Oh, did you see the video out of Tennessee?
No.
I believe it was Shiloh National Park.
I've been shipping T-shirts. That's all I've been doing.
Well,
so I've not seen this.
Couple-minute-long video where Libertarian Party of Tennessee...
I heard about this.
...had a park cleanup, and when they got to the park, there was a friendly park ranger that basically told them, park's closed, you can enjoy it, but you're not allowed to pick anything up. We know that you came here to clean this park. You are not allowed to clean this park.
Dang volunteers, I hate that. Yeah. What are they thinking?
And then there was somewhere down in Massachusetts where another group of libertarians went, and they were told, yeah, you're probably not going to find any trash. There have been volunteers here every day, all week.
Yeah, the only thing I did during a recent shutdown was I went and opened a park. Gettysburg National Monument was closed down during, this was Obama.
All right.
Yep, so they, you know, told all the park rangers, you can't go to work, and the park's closed, folks. The moose out front should have told you.
I think that every time I hear about a park closed.
I do, too. But my girlfriend and I went down there, and we drove around, and we moved barricades. And suddenly the park wasn't closed. There were people driving through it and enjoying the sights and reading about the history and all that. Just like that. All it took was
Which
moving.
Which is what generally happens in Gettysburg, because the park... It's all over the city.
Right, and it's a drivable park. You kind of drive from one battlefield to another, but it was just a simple matter of, stop the car, move a very light barricade 4 feet to the right.
Some type of metal, I'm guessing?
Wood, usually, just like a sawhorse. I mean, a lot of them were sawhorses, and sometimes they went all out and used traffic cones. Okay. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I didn't think that they would have the concrete jersey barriers out there, but I figured they'd at least get, you know, like the metal stuff that you'd see around the rings of boxing matches.
It's too big a park. Too many roads. So it was just fun. And then we'd be driving along and we'd see, like, you know, a park ranger with his lights on flying along to go, you know, put these cones back up for public safety. And we'd be moving cones somewhere else. They finally caught us. And he asked me for my license, which I refused. I said, you know, you're not legally allowed to work, so I'm not obligated in any way to give you proof of license or anything. I'm in a federal park. What are you? You're supposed to not be working today. And I can't remember the act that says that you know, they can't do it.
Right.
But I quoted that to him, and he harassed me until I started filming him. And once I started filming him, then he kind of shut the hell up. So just said, be careful and don't move any barricades. I'm like, I promise I won't.
Okay.
Sure.
And so then you asked the girlfriend to move the barricade because he didn't tell her not to. Let's continue with the story here. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The ruling in this particular case, again from U.S. District Judge Richard Leon, came after the judge consolidated three cases making similar claims on the grounds that the government was violating the Constitution in forcing employees to work without pay. The three lawsuits came from the National Treasury Employees Union, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, and a group of five federal workers. The plaintiffs in the case, or rather the cases, argued that being forced to work without pay was a violation of the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery.
Oh, please.
They also asked that the judge prevent them from being retaliated against for not showing up to work, and asked them to allow workers the ability to find other means of income while they're not being paid. The National Treasury Employees Union also argued that by promising workers back pay, the Trump administration was violating the Appropriations Clause, since they're promising to spend funds that have yet to be appropriated.
You can promise all you want. You can promise anything you want. But,
yeah, that's how the federal government's currently $21 trillion in debt. They've been promising.
Exactly.
Since 1837, we promise we're going to pay you. Just let us borrow a little bit more.
Any day now.
Please, sir. May I have some more? Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord on-air call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global. There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line available. Actually, there are four call-in lines available on the Discord, available over at discord.lrn.fm. And want to make sure that you're aware, if you're in Miami or in South Florida, you don't have a lot of time to get to Miami if you want to go to the North American Bitcoin Conference because, well, Mark Edge from Free Talk Live is going to be there, and I believe he's going to be hanging out with the Bitcoin.com team over at their booth. Mark wants you to stop by, say hi, laugh and point because he will be wearing his king outfit, and he has green hair. Bitcoin.com will have a pop-up store, and they're going to be selling stuff for Bitcoin Cash and also helping people get wallets. If you're not there, you can go to wallet.bitcoin.com, download the wallet, and they also are, I believe, based on the wording Mark has here, I think they're also going to be giving people some free Bitcoin Cash, BCH. And, again, if you're not in Miami, you can use the faucet over at free.bitcoin.com. So, again, the North American Bitcoin Conference happening through tomorrow, January 18th. So go and see Mark. And if you're not there and you can't make it, head over to bitcoin.com for a lot of news, stuff about Bitcoin, and, again, info on how to set up wallets, how to get some Bitcoin, how to spend your Bitcoin, bitcoin.com. So jumping back into the article here from MSN, again, about the court ruling on Tuesday where U.S. District Judge Richard Leon combined three cases, consolidated is the word they use here, where there were some federal employees saying, hey, you're making us work, and we're not getting paid. That's a violation of some rules and stuff, and we should just be able to not show up to work. And you can't hold us, you can't hold it against us that we're not coming in. And the judge said, no. If you're deemed an essential federal employee and you're told that you've got to go to work, then you go to work. Article here says the judge sympathized with the plaintiffs, but ultimately said he had to weigh the interest of the public as well as federal workers. He added that the judiciary branch is dealing with its own hardships as a result of the shutdown, but said he did not want the courts to be a factor in the ongoing debate about funding the government. He said the judiciary is not another source of leverage. The American Federation of Government Employees was the first to file a lawsuit against the federal government over the partial shutdown on December 31st, 10 days after the shutdown started, by the way. The lawsuit is based on the Fair Labor Standards Act that entitles federal workers to double pay if they are not compensated on time.
I'm sorry.
You heard that correctly.
I'm sorry. I did hear that, right?
Federal workers are entitled to double pay if they are not compensated on time. So all of these workers that are currently working without pay, once the paycheck comes,
yep,
it's not just going to be back pay, it's going to be double back pay.
Well, why haven't I heard that, Daryl? It seems like that's pretty big news that basically they're going to get time off and a bonus.
Well, this is talking specifically about the essential employees that are working.
I get it. But, yeah, they're going to be working. I just didn't, and not to tell another shutdown story, but I used to work in D.C., and I used to do contracting work down there, and I've told this story before. I walk into the Department of Energy, which is where I was doing my gig, and it's in the middle of a shutdown during Clinton, and guess what? There's as many people in the hallways as there ever are. There's as many people behind keyboards clicking away on their computers. It's just, it's any other day. And it's driving me nuts because I had to find a parking space, and that wasn't easy in D.C.
Right.
During a government shutdown. And I asked my contacts there. I said, what's going on? I thought it was essential personnel only. It's like, yeah, well, the rest of us are just here to describe why we're essential. We're here to justify why we're essential and why we have to be at work.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the kind of insanity that goes on. So, you know, I've worked for the federal government. I've got my paychecks from Uncle Sam, and this is why I don't respect them. I just have no respect for this system that is just set to screw the American people, regardless of who shuts it down, whether it's running or it's shut down. At least when it's shut down, there's a little less evil going on. It's a little less stupidity going on, maybe a hair, a fraction. I'm going to give that thought the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I guess if you have the water faucet turned on full blast and then you dial it back to where there's, you know, like three fewer water droplets coming out per second, yeah, there's less water coming out of the faucet.
Sure.
It's not a significant amount.
I'm going to go with that. But that's the thing. And people assume that, oh, my God, nothing's going on in Washington. Oh, the horror, the humanity. It's not the case, folks. There's tons of people working, tons of people doing the job. And the only ones you happen to hear about are the few that make a lot of noise about it or they're highly visible.
Right. To try to show you how horrible this is.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you have us here? And then there was a headline earlier today, not to, you know, make this a New Hampshire specific thing, but there was headline today, New Hampshire last fiscal year gave $413 billion more to the federal government than they received.
Yeah.
Or 400, I forget if it was million or billion, but, you know, some huge amount of money.
We're a giver
that
state.
Left the state.
Yeah.
And went to probably million. Million sounds...
Sounds more realistic given the small population of our state, yeah. But, you know, you look at stuff like, you know, the Department of Education, you know, and we all know how many children the Department of Education educates. That's a vital
zero.
Zero. It's a vital. No, it's not vital. You could completely erase an entire cabinet department.
Right.
And it just wouldn't matter.
Right.
That states would continue to educate children.
One thing that's interesting is that in 1980, the Republican Party had, as part of their platform, the abolishment of the Federal Department of Education.
Okay.
And now it's considered taboo for libertarians to even advocate for the abolishment of the Federal Department of Education.
All this thing does is eat up $5 billion a year in budget so that people in Washington can put together reports. I mean, that's the only meaningful thing.
Oh, and they also recommend what to feed kids in school.
They do.
And they determined that pizza is a vegetable.
Tomatoes were the vegetable. That was back to the Bush 1 years, I
think. Right, but because there's tomato sauce on
pizza, you can just call the whole thing a vegetable?
Is a vegetable.
Sweet. And there is your diet tip, too. If you want to lose weight, eat lots of vegetables, preferably pepperoni.
Pepperoni, not a vegetable. But you put it on pizza and
it's a vegetable. I like it.
It's magic. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Pentagon, President Trump is promising a new era of U.S. missile defense systems.
In a time of rapidly evolving threats, We must be certain that our defensive capabilities are unrivaled and unmatched anywhere in the world.
The president also believes
the world is changing, and we're going to change much faster than the rest of the world.
President Trump denied military aircraft use to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a foreign trip just minutes before the congressional delegation was set to depart, a move that has angered some Democrats, but House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes the move was the right one.
Why would she want to go overseas with government shut down, with people missing their paychecks? And if we don't get this back open, they could miss their paycheck again by next week.
This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, we just wound up talking about a court ruling, and I didn't catch what district this ruling was from, but there was a court ruling earlier in the week where a federal judge said that essential federal government employees have to go to work if they are told go to work. And, of course, they were upset, arguing that, well, it's a violation of the 13th Amendment, and it's a violation of some apportionment clause, or the appropriations clause,
right?
Because they're essentially, the federal government is essentially promising to spend funds that have yet to be appropriated, and they can't do that because reasons. But Chris, as you pointed out, they've been doing that for a long time. That's how they're $21 trillion in debt. But on a related note about some, I'm not sure if these are essential or non-essential federal employees. You've got a story about some government science people.
Well, scientists, Daryl.
What kind of science?
Government science people. What kind of science? I mean, the government employs all kinds of scientists. And we know how critical these people are, right?
Well, some of them are rock scientists. We call them geologists. Some of them are rocket scientists. We call them NASA engineers. There's
probably a food scientist or three that work for the FDA.
Or three.
there might be 12. I'm not really sure. As slow as they work on actually approving new drugs, there might only be one. Or it could be three short people in a lab coat. I'm not really sure. I've never been to the FDA. But
this article...
There are some scientists.
There are scientists, and... excuse me. This article comes to us from Wired, and the author of this article, who is Eric Nyler, says the shutdown shows us just how vital government scientists are.
All right.
So we're going to learn, Daryl, about the vital work that may not be getting done because of this government shutdown.
All right.
Instead of figuring out how many Pacific hockey fishermen can catch sustainably, as his job demands, scientist Ian Taylor is at home with his four-month-old daughter, biding his time through the partial government shutdown. Taylor's task is to assess the size and age of hockey, H-A-K-E, and other commercially harvested fish species in the productive grounds from Baja California to the Gulf of Alaska. These stock assessments are then used by the federal managers to approve permits for West Coast fishing boats. Without Taylor's scientific report, the season could be delayed and the impact of the shutdown could spread beyond the 800,000 government employees now on furlough to include boat captains, deckhands, and others working in the seafood industry who won't be able to head to sea on schedule. That's what's happened to Alaskan crabbers during the last big federal shutdown in 2013.
All right, so there's at least one factual error here where they mention 800,000 federal government employees that have been furloughed.
Right.
No. 400,000 have been furloughed. Right. 400,000 have been told you're essential. You work without pay until we give you back pay plus a bonus of additional double back pay.
Yeah. So I guess, and I brought this story in kind of tongue in cheek, Daryl. I was surprised by the headline, first of all, because I happen to be of the belief that there are a whole lot of people employed by the federal government who would be better off, and we, as taxpayers, would be better off if they were not employed by the federal government.
Right. Now, you're not saying, or maybe you are, that there should not be a scientist determining how many people can catch, or how many Pacific hockey, which is a fish that I'd never heard of.
Well, Darryl. This is this guy's whole life.
Right.
And you've never even heard of it.
Right. There are lots of things I've never heard of.
Right.
I couldn't tell you what they are because I've never heard of them. But you're not saying that, this isn't something that maybe these Alaskan crab fishermen might want to hire somebody to calculate for them.
They might. That's interesting. I wonder if you could get together some sort of a, industry... industry association that would go out and survey fish species to determine whether they're overfishing. Because it's not in the fishermen's best interest to overfish.
Right.
It is in the short term, and that would be very short-sighted because all of a sudden they would find themselves without fish, period. So this is one of those sort of tragedy of the commons things.
It is. And there's also sort of the unseen to fish quotas, where it actually winds up leading to overfishing.
Yes.
Because it doesn't matter how many fish that are below size that you pull in from the nets when you're 30 miles out in the ocean.
Right.
There's somebody when you get to shore that is going to check the stuff.
Right.
So you've got all that time to go through and then measure, and because, hey, we've got fish to catch. You're just worried about pulling in all the nets and crab buckets and whatever.
Right.
And then check it over later and, we've got a bunch of dead fish here.
So this story portrays this poor gentleman, Dr. Taylor, as one of those guys who's working very hard to make sure that they're, that the hockey fish, H-A-K-E, is being harvested responsibly. And in his mind,
it doesn't say that he's a doctor. Says he's a scientist.
Okay, that's
a good
point.
You just gave him a promotion to doctor.
Well, no, I'm going to assume he's got a PhD in something, but I'm probably
generally
wrong.
Generally, that's thrown into every article where somebody has a PhD.
That's a good point. He's probably got an associate's degree, or he just scored well on some government test.
His cousin was the guy hiring fish scientists.
Right. But here we have a guy. So what do you think a fish scientist makes? I mean, I don't have this answer off the top of my head.
Money.
I'll wager he does. I'll wager with benefits, he pulls home a pretty nice paycheck. He's got top-of-the-line benefits, and his job is to make sure that the hockey fish isn't overfished. Taylor, an operational research analyst, okay, so he's got an associate's degree, at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association's Northwest Fisheries Science Center, says he's frustrated that he can't do his job. He can't even make phone calls or use email. Quote, "It feels like a terrible situation," he said. "Important work is not getting done," unquote.
Now, I just had to laugh at that sentence. He can't make a phone call or use email. I was thinking he should ask his 12-year-old, because, you know, everybody asks their 12-year-old for computer help.
Right, there you go. President Trump says he will not sign legislation to operate large chunks of the federal government unless Democrats agree to approve more than $5.7 billion for a wall along the Mexican border. Trump said Monday he plans to visit the border Thursday, hinting that any compromise will likely not happen before then. Some federal science agencies are open, such as the National Institute for Health and the Department of Energy. See what I was talking about the Department of Energy?
Yep.
They were successful because they're all working. Some federal agencies, including the Department of Energy, since their appropriation bills were already signed by Trump. Others, such as NASA, are continuing to operate key programs, such as the International Space Station, although 95% of its 15,000 workers were sent home on December 22nd. The shutdown has led to a hodgepodge of federal science-based activity across the country. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is sitting on a launch pad at Cape Canaveral, ready for a planned launch on January 17th. But without NASA personnel to oversee testing, the liftoff will be delayed.
Wait, I thought SpaceX was a private company.
Yeah. How's that work?
Let's dive into it when we come back. Plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about some fish scientists, which had you asked me, Daryl, is fish science a thing? I probably would not have said no, but I had not necessarily heard specifically of fish science. But there's a guy, Ian Taylor, who is a federal government fish scientist. His actual employee, or his actual title, is Operations Research Analyst for NOAA's Northwest Fishery, NOAA being the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association. And I was curious, how much do Operation Research Analysts make?
Well, yeah, and you asked me that.
Yeah.
Off the air. And I threw out a number first. I said about, probably about $130,000. But then as he read it, he said, but you only need a bachelor's degree. Yep. You were reading more into the description. I'm like, well, then I'm going to go with $70,000-$80,000.
Yeah. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics has information here. The median pay during 2017 was $81,390 per year.
Yep.
And as of 2016, which was the last year for which they had statistics on this particular occupation, there were 114,000 of them the country.
Public sector or private sector?
Yes. Total.
Total, okay.
And then I noticed they've got a bunch of little tabs up at the top.
Oh.
What do they do?
How convenient.
How to become one. Pay. And I was like, well, they already have pay, but let me just click on this. And they have it broken down even further. Federal government, manufacturing, professional scientific and technical services,
okay,
management of companies and enterprises, and finance and insurance.
Good. So you can answer my question. I'm just concerned about the federal government. How much does Fishman Dr. Alleged. No, he doesn't have to be a doctor because you only need a bachelor's degree.
Right.
We think.
$111,570 per year.
Wow.
Is the median annual wage for a federal employee who is an operations research analyst.
Well, there must only be, like, what, three or four of those guys running around?
Not sure.
But we do know there's a bunch of them, and yeah. That sounds like a title the governments would use more so than private sector employers. So yeah. The point is here, this poor guy who's not able to do his vital fish counts of hockey fish up and down the West Coast pulls home $111,000 plus federal government benefits.
Yes.
Plus a pension, which you people listening will be able to happily pay Fishman Taylor for.
What do you mean, you people?
For the rest of your lives. This will be an ongoing cost
right.
to the taxpayer. And this is the kind of thing that goes on. But this article, again, right. is titled, Look How Vital Our Scientists Are.
Right. And it mentions that there are 15,000 workers at NASA.
Right.
95% of whom have been sent home. I guess they need the other 5% to make sure that the International Space Station stays afloat.
That, to me, is pretty much the only moral obligation they have to stay there. It's, you know, that somebody should be there because
right.
you do have lives at stake.
Yes.
Never mind that we put them there in the first place. But they should. They should make sure that those men and women are safe. I kind of get that. The rest of them, here's the thing, folks. If you have a government shutdown and it goes on for, let's say this thing goes on for 6 months. Oh, my God, Daryl. I mean, can you imagine the disasters that could occur? How about if it happens that after a month, after 2 months, after 6 months, people realize that, well, we didn't really need all that anyway.
Right.
And I think that's what people are scared of. That people in the government are scared of, that
right.
they will find out that the world didn't end.
Right.
We're almost a month into this thing.
And what's going to be interesting, and there's more from this article that
yes.
We might want to get into, depends on where the conversation goes, but Trump said that he's willing for this thing to last for years.
Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry. I just got a stupid grin on my face. I've been waiting for a president to say that my whole life.
Well, one, I don't think it will.
I know that.
Because
don't burst my bubble, Daryl.
Well, let me explain for everybody that's not sitting across the room from me. At some point, the appropriations for paying the military is going to run out.
Sure.
At some point, the appropriations for funding the other 75% of the government that's not part of this partial government shutdown
yep.
is going to run out.
Yep. What do you do then?
Am I to believe for 1 second that Donald Trump is not going to sign a bill to keep the military paid?
Of course.
Because he said, I don't believe him, but he said that he will veto every spending bill that comes to his desk that does not include $5.7 billion for a wall.
Yeah, Donald,
if it comes to pay the military or keep everything shut down,
right?
Will he sign the bill to pay the military?
No,
and
we know that, Daryl.
Knowing how bloated the National Defense Authorization Act always is,
yes.
Will Congress just throw funding for everything other than the wall into the NDAA?
You wouldn't even notice it. I mean, seriously, the NDAA. What's the bill on that thing? Trillion?
Close to.
Yeah.
I think the last one was like $780 billion.
Yeah. So $780 billion, close to a trillion, are federal.
And then there's all kinds of other appropriations made to the military that winds up giving us that nearly $1
trillion. Oh, yeah, yeah. But here's the thing. You got a $4 trillion budget. $780 billion ballpark is soaked up in supporting our troops in their vital missions to protect us in 700 different countries other than the United States, which they do. We have military bases in somewhere close to 700 countries.
There's not 700 countries.
I'm sorry.
We've
700
got about
military
700
bases
in about 170.
170 countries.
Well, depending on how you count, because based on one count, if you count the territories as autonomous places.
Right. The point
is, if you count them as, you know, like, oh, yeah, that's part of this place, then, yeah, it's somewhere between 130 and 170.
Let me continue with my thought if I can pick it back up. But the point is if we, you know, he says, you know, well, while we're at it, we need to beef things up there. So let's just make it around. Make it around trillion. I'll sign an appropriations bill for our military for $1 trillion. You can look at that a few ways. You've either funded the military in excess of what they've been doing, or you've actually secretly slushed in, you know, a quarter of a year, one quarter of one year in the government's needs, or 90 days worth of spending. So the whole thing is absurd.
Right. And the only reason that we're even talking about, you know, like, maybe they can, like, hide some funding for things in the military appropriations bill is because Congress keeps failing to do its job of actually passing a year-long budget. They keep doing these concurrent resolutions.
No, Daryl, that's in the Constitution. They must pass a budget. Just the last time they did it was in 2006, if I'm not mistaken.
It's been a while.
2006 was the last time your congressman actually sat down and passed a budget. The thing that they are supposed to do every year. They don't do that anymore. You know what they do? They pass continuing resolutions. Yeah. They pass a little appropriations bill to the tune of $780 billion.
Yeah.
They do things like that. They do a farm bill. A farm bill that was, what, close to $1 trillion? Sucked into that thing?
I don't even remember.
And
but
it had tons of stuff in it that had nothing to do with farms.
Libertarians were all happy that the farm bill passed because, well, there was one of the 700 amendments that got added to it said that industrial hemp is no longer illegal.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Ooh, yay, there was one good provision in an otherwise absolutely horrible bill.
So
please forgive me for not doing backflips in celebration.
Right, and please, I almost cursed in a very crude way, but let's not go patting ourselves on the back because the government makes it through another year by not passing a budget.
Yeah.
When they don't pass a budget, that means that taxation and appropriations get done behind closed doors in all these myriad bills that you will never see. You will never see another budget passed where you can read the whole thing start to finish and it makes sense. Forget it. Those days are gone.
Oh, it's never going to make sense, and nobody's going to actually be able to read it start to finish before they actually vote on it because
Correct. That's
how things work. Hour 2 coming up next. This is Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.